Today we celebrate the feast day of Saint Matthias, one of the 12 apostles. But he's a special one because he is the one who took the place of Judas. Now, recently you may have seen there's been some discussion about where Judas is. And my own opinion is that from sacred scripture it is abundantly clear that Judas is in hell. Probably the only one we can definitely say that about, because the scripture is quite clear. Better for him that he had never been born. Now, that's one of the things that makes it clear. The other is that he had to be replaced so that the 12 would number 12 again. Now, notice that that didn't happen when James, the son of Zebedee, was killed and martyred, or when James, the son of Alphaeus, or when any of the other apostles died. They were not replaced. Why? Because they're still apostles in heaven. Judas, on the other hand, not so much. And so, to replace Judas, they picked someone who had, like the rest of the 12, been with Jesus from the beginning, and been a witness to both his ministry and to his resurrection. In fact, they picked two of them, and then let God pick which one he wanted. There was Barsabbas, and there was Matthias, and the lot fell upon Matthias. That's a very Old Testament way of doing it, by the way. And Matthias is now one of the 12, one of the 12 patriarchs of the new Israel. And like all but John the Apostle, he too laid down his life for the faith. In his case, he was martyred in what is now Georgia, not American Georgia, but Asian Georgia, in the Caucasus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.